Right, so we're diving into FHA inspections today.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of people, especially first-time home buyers, you know, it can feel like just like another hoop you got to jump through.
Yeah.
You're already, dealing with down payments and, interest rates and all this stuff.
Right.
Why is there this whole other thing?
Exactly.
But before we get too far,
Yeah.
maybe just explain for anybody who doesn't know,
Sure.
what is an FHA loan?
So an FHA loan, it's really designed to kind of open doors for people that may not be like the quote unquote perfect borrower.
Okay.
So, maybe you're a first-time home buyer and you don't have a ton of money saved up for that down payment,
Yeah.
or maybe, something happened a few years ago, your credit score isn't quite where you want it to be. An FHA loan is a little bit more forgiving in those areas.
Okay, so it's kind of like a safety net in a way to
Exact.
make home ownership more accessible. I
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we get to the inspection part.
Right.
And it's not just like a quick walkthrough, right? No, these inspectors are looking for some pretty specific things.
They are, and it's more than just is the paint peeling.
Okay.
Really, when you're looking at an FHA inspection, they're very focused on three main areas:
Okay.
safety, health, and then the structural integrity of the home.
Okay, so safety, that makes sense. You don't want to move into a house and have like faulty wiring and
Right.
it bursts into flames.
Exactly. You want to make sure that it's a sound investment for you as the buyer, but also for the lender.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What about health though?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of health hazards are we talking about here?
So it's more than just, is it clean?
Okay.
Think about you move into this house and the ventilation's so poor that you've got mold growing in the basement.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, or the plumbing is just a disaster waiting to happen.
Right.
Those are things that aren't just an inconvenience, that they could really affect your health.
Absolutely. A plumbing nightmare is not how I want to spend my first few months in a new home.
Yeah.
And then the structural integrity. That sounds pretty serious.
It is.
Are we talking like earthquake proofing?
Not quite earthquake proofing, but you're on the right track.
Okay.
It really is the core strength of the house. So a cracked foundation, a roof that's on its last legs,
Right.
these can turn into money pits down the line.
Yeah. I imagine having to replace the roof like a year after you buy the house.
Exactly.
Oof, not good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got, cracks in the foundation, the roof caving in, the
Yeah.
walls crumbling around me.
Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you've seen most often
Sure.
cause a home to fail this inspection?
So we touched on a couple of those like major structural damage,
Yeah.
foundation cracks, problems with the essential utilities.
Right.
Imagine moving into a house and there's no water,
Oh, yeah.
or the electricity doesn't work.
Not ideal,
Right.
right? But no.
Another thing is surprisingly common, missing railings
Oh, really?
on stairs or balconies.
Okay.
And that might seem minor, but if you have little kids or older adults living with you, that can be a big safety hazard.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You mentioned lead paint earlier,
Yes.
especially in older homes. Is that just an aesthetic thing or?
No, it's a big one. And
Okay.
it's definitely about more than just how it looks,
Okay.
because even small amounts of lead paint can lead to developmental problems,
Right.
especially for like young children.
Yeah.
So the FHA takes that super seriously.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Homes built before 1978 are more likely to have lead paint.
Okay.
So that will definitely be something that they're looking at.
So if I'm, looking at some charming Victorians from like the 1920s,
Right.
I should probably factor in lead paint
They
remediation
should.
into the budget.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say I've found my dream home.
Okay.
I want to make sure that this inspection goes as smoothly as possible.
Yeah.
What are some things that I, as the homeowner, can do to prep for this?
So I would say, first of all, think of it like staging a house, but you're staging it for the inspector.
Got it.
So you want to tackle any obvious cosmetic issues.
Right.
So if you've got cracked window panes or like carpet that's torn,
Yeah.
those might seem small, but to an inspector, it might signal
Okay.
that maybe the home hasn't been maintained as well.
So it's all about making a good first impression,
It
even
is.
if it's just for the inspector.
Yes.
Okay, what else?
Make sure all your systems are working.
Okay.
So test the plumbing, test the heating, the electrical. You don't want any leaky faucets or flickering lights
Right.
because, again, the inspector's looking for anything that could be a potential problem.
Right. Okay, so
Yeah.
making sure everything's in tip-top shape.
Yes.
Anything else?
I am a big fan of the checklist approach.
Okay.
So grab a copy of the FHA guidelines and literally go through your house room by room.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that will help you pinpoint any areas where there might be a problem.
Okay.
And you've got a chance to fix it before the inspector gets there.
So being proactive can actually save me some stress later on.
Yes, absolutely.
I like it. I like the checklist idea.
Good.
Okay, speaking of checklists,
Yes.
let's talk about something that I think trips a lot of people up.
Okay.
Inspections versus appraisals.
Yeah.
Aren't those basically the same thing?
So they get confused a lot, but they serve two very different purposes.
Okay.
So the inspection is all about making sure that the house meets those minimum FHA standards
Okay.
for safety, health, and structure. The appraisal is about figuring out what the fair market value of the house is.
So to put it in like really simple terms,
Yes.
inspection is like a doctor's checkup for the house. I'm
Exactly.
making sure it's healthy.
Yeah.
Appraisal is like getting your car valued.
Perfect.
What's it actually worth?
Yeah, one is condition, one is value.
Got it.
And both are super important when you're talking about an FHA loan.
Okay, cool. So we've got the inspection, making sure the house is in good shape.
Right.
The appraisal's looking at the market value.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the person who's actually doing this inspection.
Sure.
The FHA approved inspector.
Yes.
What is their role in all of this?
So the FHA approved inspector is really your guide through this step. They
Okay.
are licensed professionals
Okay.
who have a ton of knowledge about those FHA guidelines.
So they're not just any home inspector.
Exactly. They're specialists.
Got it.
Yeah. And they're trained to spot things that maybe you or I wouldn't even notice.
Right.
They'll examine the property top to bottom, inside and out, and then they'll provide this detailed report
Okay.
to both the lender and the buyer.
So this report is pretty insightful, I'd imagine.
It is.
Is it just like highlighting the problems?
So it'll say what things don't meet those standards,
Okay.
but it oft also includes recommendations
Oh, okay.
for repairs or improvements that need to be made.
So can the inspector help me figure out how to fix the problem?
That's where their expertise really comes in handy. They can help you understand what needs to be done to bring that property up to code.
Okay, so it's not just about like, pointing out flaws, but also finding solutions.
Think of them as a resource, not a critic.
Okay, I like that much better.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get down to the practical stuff.
Okay.
Time and money.
Yes.
How much does this typically cost?
So on average, you can expect to pay somewhere between $300 and $500
Okay.
for an FHA inspection.
Right.
And that will vary a little bit depending on the size of the house and where it's located.
Right.
The inspection itself usually takes a couple of hours.
Okay.
And then you'll typically get that report within 24 to 48 hours.
So it's a relatively small investment considering what it could potentially cost
It is.
if there were some hidden problems with the house.
Exactly.
So peace of mind is worth a few hundred bucks.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so we know that the FHA has all these standards for what a home needs to have. Are these standards the same in every state?
Yeah, that's a good question. So for the most part, those core FHA standards are universal.
Okay.
However, local building codes can sometimes add their own little twist to things.
Okay.
So for instance, if you're buying in an area that's prone to earthquakes, you might have stricter requirements for seismic safety.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so it's always best to check with a local FHA approved lender or inspector to get the most accurate info for your specific location.
Okay, so there might be some regional variation,
Right.
but for the most part, the core standards are pretty consistent.
Exactly.
Okay. Another question that I think people often have
Yeah.
is, what happens if the house fails the inspection?
Okay.
Is that it? Is it game
You
over?
don't panic.
Okay, good.
So if a home fails that initial inspection, it doesn't necessarily mean the deal's off. You
Right.
can make the repairs and then schedule reinspection.
Okay.
The inspector will come back, take another look, and if everything's up to par,
Okay.
then they'll issue a passing report.
So there's still hope.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, last question before we move on.
Sure.
Do all FHA loans require an inspection?
So an inspection is required for almost all FHA loans.
Okay.
There are a few exceptions.
Yeah, okay.
Like if you're buying a newly constructed home that already meets FHA specs, you might be able to skip it.
Okay.
But it's always best to check with your lender to
Right.
be sure.
Just to be safe.
Yes.
All right. So there you have it. We've covered kind of the basics of what an FHA inspection is all about,
Yes.
why it matters, what you can do to prepare.
Right.
But we're just getting started.
We are.
In part two, we'll dive even deeper
Yes.
into all the nitty-gritty details.
We will.
So stay tuned.
Absolutely. Welcome back, deep divers.
All right. So in part one, we talked about you know, kind of what an FHA inspection is.
Right.
Now let's get into the why.
Yeah. Why do we even care?
Yeah. Why does the FHA care?
Exactly.
About all these little details.
So it's important to remember they're not just trying to make things difficult for you.
Okay.
They're really trying to protect both the buyer and the lender.
Right.
And make sure that the property is truly livable
mm-hmm.
and won't become a financial nightmare down the road.
Nobody wants to move into their dream home and find out it's a total fixer-upper.
Exactly.
So what are some of the things that they're really looking at?
Yeah.
When it comes to livability.
So think about the things that you kind of take for granted in a home.
Okay.
Working, plumbing, reliable heat, a safe electrical setup.
Yeah.
The FHA wants to make sure that you have access to clean water.
Okay.
That the roof doesn't leak, that the windows close properly.
Right.
They're checking to make sure that the house is fundamentally sound.
Okay. So like pretty basic necessities.
Yes.
What about things like appliances?
Appliances aren't usually like a primary focus
okay.
for FHA inspections.
Okay.
Because again, their main concern is that overall safety, health, and structural integrity of the house. A broken oven is annoying.
Yeah.
But it's not a deal breaker in the same way.
That instigate that like a cracked foundation is.
Okay. So it's about like the big picture stuff
yeah.
that could really affect my life.
Right.
And my wallet down the line.
Yes.
What about things like safety features?
Yeah.
I'm assuming those are kind of high on the priority list.
They are.
For the FHA.
Absolutely. So for instance,
okay.
handrails on stairs and balconies
mm-hmm.
are a must-have both inside and outside the house.
Yeah.
And that's just a simple safety measure that can prevent falls.
Right.
Especially for families that have young children or older adults.
Right. Yeah. You don't want somebody, you know, taking a tumble
yep.
the stairs on their first day in the new house.
Exactly.
Are there other things like that?
Yeah.
That, you know, seem small but actually make a big difference?
So you'd be surprised. Something as simple as the grading around the foundation
okay.
can be a red flag.
Oh, really?
So the ground should slope away from the house
right.
to prevent water from pooling around right. the foundation.
Yeah.
If the grading is off, that could lead to some serious water damage problems in the future.
So it's like they have X-ray vision.
Almost.
They're looking for these things that I would never even think about.
Right.
Okay, so let's say the big day arrives.
Okay.
The inspector's there walking through the house.
Mm-hmm.
What can I expect?
So the inspector is going to go through the property with a fine-tooth comb.
Okay.
Inside and out, they're going to be checking all those systems we talked about.
Right.
They're going to test the plumbing, the electrical.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to look for any signs of water damage or pests.
Okay.
They might even poke around in the attic or crawl space.
So like no stone unturned.
Exactly.
But let's say they do uncover some issues.
Yeah.
What happens then?
So that's where that inspection report
okay.
comes into play.
Right.
The inspector is going to document everything they've found.
Mm-hmm.
They'll note anything that doesn't meet those FHA standards.
Okay.
But the report isn't just a list of problems. It will often also include recommendations for okay. repairs or improvements that need to be made.
Oh, so it's like a roadmap.
It is.
For getting the house up to code.
Exactly.
Okay, so what happens if the report reveals some pretty serious problems?
Yeah.
Does that mean the deal's off?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Because remember, that inspection report is really a tool for communication and negotiation.
Okay.
So if there are issues that are uncovered, you can use that report as leverage.
Okay.
To negotiate with the seller.
Got it.
You could ask them to make the repairs before closing.
Right.
Or you might ask for a credit.
Okay.
To cover the cost of those repairs yourself.
So there's room for flexibility.
There is.
It's not just like yes or no.
Exactly.
What are some common things
sure.
that pop up on these inspection reports?
So we've talked about the big ones,
mm-hmm.
you know, roof problems,
mm-hmm.
foundation, cracks, faulty electrical systems.
Right.
But sometimes it's the little things that can trip you up.
Oh, okay. Like what?
So, for example, missing or damaged smoke detectors
oh, okay.
are a common issue.
Okay.
The FHA requires smoke detectors on every level of the home.
Got it.
Including the basement and the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be properly installed and working.
So it's worth double checking those.
Yes.
Definitely before the inspector comes.
Absolutely.
What other like small but mighty things should I be aware of?
Another one is improper ventilation.
Okay.
So the FHA wants to make sure that the house has adequate ventilation
okay.
to prevent moisture buildup, which can lead to mold and mildew.
Right.
So they'll be checking things like bathroom fans and dryer vents
okay.
to make sure they're properly installed and working.
Makes sense. It's not just about, you know, does the house look nice?
It's not.
It's a lot more than that.
It is.
Speaking of timelines, How long does this whole process typically take?
So it can vary a little bit depending
right.
on how busy the inspectors are
right.
and how complex the property is. But in general, you can expect the whole thing to take about a week.
Okay.
So you'll schedule the inspection a few days in advance.
Mm-hmm.
The inspection itself takes a couple of hours.
Okay.
And then you'll usually get the report back within a couple of business days.
So pretty quick turnaround.
It is.
Something I've always wondered about.
Yeah.
How is an FHA inspection different from like a home warranty?
Aren't
they both kind of protecting me in a way?
So they both provide peace of mind, but they work in very different ways.
Right.
So the FHA inspection is a one-time assessment
okay.
of the property's condition at the time of the loan application.
So it's like a snapshot of the house's health.
Right. Just making sure that it meets those baseline FHA standards.
Got it. So that's the inspection. What about the warranty?
So a home warranty is more like an insurance policy for your house.
Okay.
And it typically covers the repair or replacement of certain systems and appliances
okay.
for a specific period of time.
So like if my furnace breaks down, you know, 6 months after I move in.
Exactly.
The warranty might cover that.
It might. And especially for first-time home buyers who don't have a lot of experience with home repairs.
Right.
It can be a really good safety net.
Okay. So is a home warranty required for an FHA loan?
It's not required.
Okay.
But a lot of buyers choose to purchase it just for that added peace of mind.
Right.
It can be especially beneficial for older homes or for homes that have systems that are getting up there in age.
Right. Okay. So even if the house passes the FHA inspection, I might still want to think about getting a warranty.
Yeah.
Okay. So what if after the inspection,
yes,
I have some concerns or questions
yeah.
about what the inspector found.
Absolutely. Don't be shy about voicing those concerns.
Okay.
Talk to your real estate agent, talk to your lender, and even the inspector themselves. Remember, the goal here is to make sure that you feel comfortable and confident
right.
moving forward with this purchase.
That makes me feel a lot better.
Good.
Knowing that I have people I can talk to.
Yes, you're not alone in this process.
Okay. So biggest takeaway
yeah.
when it comes to FHA inspections.
Remember, the inspection isn't just a hurdle to overcome.
Okay.
It's an opportunity to gather information about the property.
Okay.
And make sure it's truly a wise investment.
Yeah.
The FHA is there to protect both you and the lender
mm-hmm.
and make sure that house is safe and sound and ready for you to call it home.
Oh, got it. All right, so that wraps up part two.
She does.
Of our deep dive into FHA inspections.
Yes.
We've talked about the FHA's focus on livability,
mm-hmm.
the importance of that inspection report.
Yes.
Common issues that can pop up.
Right.
The difference between an inspection and a warranty.
Exactly.
We're not done yet, though.
Nope.
In part three,
mm-hmm.
we'll share some pro tips.
Yes, you will.
And strategic insights.
I will.
To help you navigate this whole process.
Yes.
Like a seasoned home buyer.
Absolutely.
So stay tuned. Welcome back for the final part.
All right.
Of our FHA inspection deep dive.
Yes.
We've covered a lot.
Yes.
The basics, the details.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to put all that knowledge into action.
Let's do it.
All right. So
yeah.
what are some like pro tips,
sure.
insider strategies that can really help me
yeah.
navigate this process smoothly?
Okay. So my number one tip is attend the inspection yourself.
Okay.
I know it can be tempting to just leave it to the professional.
Yeah, just let them do their thing.
Right. But trust me, being there in person is so valuable.
So I shouldn't just, you know, let the inspector do their thing.
No, you want to be involved.
Okay.
Because you'll get to see firsthand what they're looking at.
Okay.
You can ask questions in real time,
mm-hmm.
and you'll just gain a much deeper understanding of the property's condition.
Okay.
Plus, it shows the seller that you're a serious buyer.
So it's like I'm invested.
Yes.
In this process.
Exactly.
Okay. What should I be doing
yep.
while I'm there with the inspector?
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Okay.
The inspector is a wealth of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They're there to help you understand what they're finding. Ask about anything that seems confusing or concerning.
Okay.
It's your chance to really learn as much as you can about the house.
So it's like I've got a personal tour guide.
Pretty much.
Walking me through and pointing out things.
Exactly.
Any other pro tips for
yeah.
really making the most of this inspection?
Here's a big one. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Easy for you to say.
I know.
I'm a perfectionist.
But remember, the FHA inspection is focused on those big things.
Okay.
Safety, structural integrity.
Right.
A few cracks in the driveway or some peeling paint. Those are annoying.
Yeah.
But they're not deal breakers.
Okay.
Keep the big picture in mind.
Okay.
Those minor cosmetic things can be addressed later.
All right. So prioritize.
Yes.
the stuff that really matters.
Exactly.
Okay, so I've survived the inspection.
You have?
I've got the report.
Okay.
Now it's time to face the music.
Right.
What happens if there are issues that need to be addressed?
Okay, well, this is where your negotiation skills come in.
Okay.
Remember, that inspection report is your leverage.
Okay.
In the negotiation process.
All right.
So if the report uncovers problems, you can use that to negotiate with the seller.
So it's not just pass or fail.
It's not.
There's some wiggle room.
Exactly. There's room for discussion and compromise.
Okay.
You might ask the seller to make those repairs before closing.
Right.
Or you could ask for a credit to cover the cost of doing those repairs yourself.
So finding that win-win.
Yes.
For both the buyer and the seller.
Exactly.
Any other strategic tips for that negotiation?
Okay, so one thing to consider is getting a pre-inspection.
Pre-inspection.
Yes.
So before you even buy the house.
Yeah, before you even make an offer.
I can get an inspection.
You can, and it can be a really smart move.
Okay.
Especially in a competitive market.
Yeah.
It gives you a heads up on any potential issues that
might need to be addressed.
So it's like taking a test drive.
Exactly.
Before you buy the car.
Yes, you get a feel for it.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of guidance, what about my real estate agent?
Yes.
What role do they play in this whole thing?
Your real estate agent is your ally.
Okay.
In this process, a good agent will be really familiar with those FHA guidelines.
Okay.
They'll have experience working with FHA-approved lenders and inspectors,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be skilled at negotiating on your behalf.
All right. So I need to choose my real estate agent wisely.
Yes, you do.
They're not just helping me find the house.
Right, they're guiding you.
They're like holding my hand through this whole thing.
Exactly, and especially for first-time buyers
yeah.
who are kind of new to this whole world of FHA loans,
yeah.
they can be an invaluable resource.
Okay, so they're answering my questions, they're calming my nerves,
yes,
helping me make smart decisions.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked about being present at the inspection, mm-hmm. focusing on the big picture.
Yeah.
Using that inspection report to negotiate.
Right.
Leaning on my real estate agent.
Yes.
For support, any final words of wisdom?
Okay, remember, the FHA inspection is not an obstacle to dread.
Right.
It's a tool to empower you as a buyer.
I like that.
So go into the process informed, engaged, and ready to ask questions.
Awesome.
And you'll be well on your way to finding your dream home.
All right, so that brings us to the end of our deep dive
yes.
into FHA inspections.
Mm-hmm.
We covered a lot of information today.
We did.
But the most important takeaway
yeah.
is knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
So the more you know about this process,
mm-hmm.
the more confident you'll feel.
Yeah.
And the better decisions you'll be able to make.
Exactly.
So we hope this deep dive has given you all the tools
yes.
and the confidence
mm-hmm.
you need to tackle your FHA home search.
Absolutely.
Happy house hunting, everyone.
Happy house hunting.